Lum and Abner.
See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, joy reigns once more in the Jotham Down store because Lum and Abner's foundling baby is back safe and sound. After Lum admitted that he was the Black Pelican, Abner confessed that he had engineered the baby's disappearance. Both of their acts had been for the same purpose, to prevent the police or anyone else from taking the baby away from them. However, there are still a few things yet unsolved. Where are Elizabeth and little Pearl? What became of the woman who left the baby in the store? And what are they going to name the baby? As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their store. Lum is busily engaged, fixing up the baby's milk formula. Listen. 6, 7, 8, 9.
What are you doing there, Long?
Hey, Chef Abner.
Huh?
9, 10, 11.
Well, what you doing?
Dad, blame it, Abner. Now you made me lose count.
Lose count of what? What's that stuff you're putting in a baby's milk or anyway?
It's syrup.
Huh?
Now I gotta start counting all over again.
Well, Long, you don't need to measure it out with one of them eye-dropping things. Just give it a couple of spoonfuls. That's the way Elizabeth always done it.
Yeah, that ain't accurate enough, though. This baby's going to be fed scientific. He's going to get exactly the right amount. No more, no less.
Huh?
I read this in a book on babies, and it's the only way to do it.
Paddle.
Yeah, let's start over here. 1, 2, 3.
Just a couple of teaspoonfuls, all you need to measure out.
Abner, don't interrupt me. I gotta count these drops awful careful.
Keep quicker.
You want this baby to grow up big and strong and healthy, don't you?
Why, sure I do, but you don't have to go to all that bother just to give him a little syrup.
Abner, you're one of the old-timey school of thinking. I'm aiming on raising little Lump, the baby this
time. You mean little Charlie, Abner.
And whatever his name is. I'm going to raise him the modern way. So just hesh up and let's do this right. I better start over. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Be a heap easier. Just get a spoon.
Measure
it out.
5, 6, 7.
All that counting for nothing.
8, 9, 10, 11.
Mom.
12, 13.
Mom, 14, I believe that's our ring there.
50. Well, for goodness sake, answer it. Can't you see I'm busy?
Oh, well, all right.
Wait a minute. I'll get it. I've lost track again anyway. I'll have to start all over.
Well, I can get it.
This is the trouble I have around this place.
Well, I'm sorry, Lum. I never
had. Hello, Jotham Down store and library. Little Lum, Lum Eddard's talking.
His name is Charlie Abner.
Oh, howdy, Ezri. You seen what? Well, maybe Abner was over there. Just a minute, I'll ask him. Abner, was you over to your place last night?
Over to my place?
Yeah.
Why, no, not me. I ain't going over to that place after dark, neither. Why, what did Ezra see?
Oh, he seen a light in the upstairs window, he says.
A light? Oh, my God.
Hello, Ezra? No, Abner wasn't there. About what time did you see it? Did you go up to the house and knock or anything?
I wouldn't go for $5,000.
Oh, no, Ezra, I don't think it's haunted.
That's just about what it is. It's haunted. That's what it is.
Well, much obliged for letting us know, Ezra. We'll keep our eye open and see if anything else happens. Yeah, all right, Ezra. Goodbye.
Yes, sir. It's haunted, Lum. That's what it is.
No,
it's the shores of work.
Abner, houses don't get haunted except in stories and picture shows and stuff.
Well, mine is. I bound that whole place is full of ghosts.
I've told you 1,000 or 100 times there ain't no such thing as a ghost.
Well, then, who's been doing all them curious things over there? Who taking all them clothes out of the house that belonged to Elizabeth? And who opened the back door the other day? And who turned on that light last night?
I don't know. That's something we got to find out.
Ghost.
Maybe we ought to go over there tonight and hide in the bushes or something.
Oh, no, sir. I ain't going near no haunted house long.
Well, you can take a gun along.
Guns ain't no good on ghosts.
There ain't no ghosts, I tell you.
Well, who's over there then?
I don't know, but whoever it is might give us some clues about whereabouts Elizabeth and Little Pearls went to.
Why, they wouldn't be mixed up with no bunch of ghosts, I can tell you that right now.
If any more peculiar things happen in the next couple of days, then you're going over there and see what we can find out.
Well, you can go, but I ain't going.
Might get Cedric to go with us.
Cedric?
Yeah, just for company, of course. Ain't that I'd be scared at all.
Mom, I ain't going over there. When Elizabeth and Little Pearl gets back, I'm going to move clean over the other side of town.
Oh, for goodness, that's silly.
It ain't silly neither. No, sir. I won't go over that place.
Yeah, you're just scared of the Black Pelican.
Huh?
You keep saying something about the Black Pelican the other day until you found out it was me.
Well, I ain't scared of the Black Pelican now. I know that was you. You was just saying that, Lum, to keep the baby here, but I ain't going over there. That place has got ghosts in it. That's what it's got. I tell you, that's going to be a gooder known Mousy Gray, though, in his new detective agency, Lum. When he finds out the Black Pelican was you, he's been looking everywhere for it.
Yeah, no, well, I ain't got time to visit now, Evan. I've got to get little Lum syrup ready for him.
Well, I ain't going to live in no haunted house, I'll tell you that. No, sir.
One, two, three.
No, sir,
four.
I just ain't gonna do it.
Abner, can you keep still for a second?
Huh?
What was I up to, 4 or 5?
I don't know. That place is haunted, though. I know that, Lump. Yeah,
haunted. What's the matter with me? I've been putting all these drops of syrup into the same bottle of milk.
Same bottle?
Yeah, I got way yonder too much in there by now.
Here,
Abner, throw this away and hand me one of them fresh bottles of milk here.
One of these?
Yeah. Yeah, much obliged.
Well, wait a minute, Lum. That baby's too old for bottles. He's old enough to be weaned by now.
How do you know how old he is?
Well, I can just tell by looking at him. And by his teeth. He's got 8 of them. I counted them just the other day.
Abner, it's horses that you tell their age by their teeth. That shows how much you know about babies. Now, don't bother me no more.
Go ahead.
1, 2, 3.
You're going to ruin little Charlie, though.
Name ain't Charlie. 5, 6, 7.
It is doing it,
8.
Charlie. Is
it
what
ain't
it is.
Neither 9.
Yes.
10,
Charlie,
11,
yeah.
12.
Hi-ho, Muskrat.
Well, howdy, Mousy, Cedric.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Now I've lost count again.
What can we do for you fellas today?
Hi-ho, Muskrat.
Operator 47J19. Alias the Masked Muskrat is bringing you a sample report, Lum.
A sample report?
Yes, sir. You see, in an effort to drum up business for our new detective agency, Lum, while we're giving away one free report.
Oh, I see. Well, I told you the other day, Mousy, we ain't interested in none of your detective reports. So you better give the sample to somebody else.
Well, Lum, this sample was made specially for you.
Hi-ho, Muskrat.
Cedric, are you in a detective agency, too?
Yes, Mom. Mousy's letting me be the junior assistant.
Well?
I'm sort of aiming on calling myself the blindfolded wildcat, I think.
Please be quiet, Operator XW-104.
Yes, Mom. That's me, XW-104.
You see, Lum, this report we made out reveals all concerning the Black Pelican.
The Black Pelican?
Why, Mousy, don't you know that...
Hey, Chef Abner, this might be interesting.
Mousy,
just what have you found out about the Black Pelican?
Oh, an awful lot, Lum. This will prove to you how thorough the Muskrat Agency is.
No, this ain't all it's going to prove, neither.
Operator XW-104, hand me report 276Q81B.
Oh, I reckon you mean this one, don't you? It's the only one we got.
Yes, sir, that's it.
Attention, please. Report a Muskrat Detective Agency on, quote, the Black Pelican, unquote. After trailing the pelican for 2 days and nights, we made the following discoveries. One, the black pelican is a vicious South African midget.
Midget?
Yes, sir.
Well, I never know that before. Did you ever notice that, Abner?
No, he's an awful tall midget, I'll say that for
him. Go on, Mousy. This is getting interesting.
Point two, he carries poison darts. Cedric, show him the dart we found.
Oh, yes, well, here it is. Genuine poison dart, I think.
Where about you fellas get this?
Well, I borrowed it from the little black.
Well, we found it in the tree where he lives.
Oh, he lives in a tree, huh?
Yes, see, he's very primitive, Mom, and very dangerous. So you really need the protection of the Muskrat Agency.
Yeah, I can see that all right. Too long.
Well, point three, he can't speak a word of English, but he is able to cast an evil spell over a person and make them do anything that he wants them to do.
Ought to try that sometime, ought to.
Yeah.
You see, that's how that woman came to leave her baby here the other day. The black pelican cast an evil spell on her and just made her do it.
Oh, I see. Well, what do you want to do that for now?
Well, Mom, you see, that comes in the second report. Do you want to hire us and find out?
No, I don't.
Well, you will before it's over, Long. Point four, we found in the cave where he lives.
Cave? I thought you said he lived in a tree.
Well, he's a gypsy, I think, Lum. He moves around an awful lot.
I see. Well, go on. What'd you find in the cave?
Well, we found in this cave a message written in blood which said, I hereby vow that I will capture Lum Edwards and Abner Peabody and...
Well, go on. And what?
Well, that's in the next report, too, Lum. Now, do you want to hire us?
No, we don't, Mousy, because I happen to be the Black Pelican myself.
You?
Yeah, I'm the Black Pelican. I wrote them notes myself. I done it because I just done it for a joke.
Sure he did.
Now, skedaddle out of here and don't never bring us no more of them reports of yours.
Oh, yes, sir. Come on, Cedric, let's be going.
Well, when do I show the fingerprints and that other stuff you give me?
Well, we'll save those for some other case, Cedric. Hurry up now.
Yes, Mom. So long, Mr. Long, Mr. Abner. Hi-ho, Muskrat.
Yeah, hi-ho, Muskrat. I dog it was that mousy ember. His face is redder than the ending. It's been sitting on a red-hot stove, you know.
Maybe that'll learn him a
lesson. Yeah.
Well, now maybe I can get this milk ready for the baby before somebody else comes in.
Oh.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11.
Mom.
12.
Mom, I believe that's our ring again. You want me to answer?
For goodness sake, no, I'll get it.
Well, I'll get it. I'll do it for you.
No, I got something else for you to do. Here, take a fresh bottle of milk and then get a spoon and give the baby 2 teaspoons full of syrup.
Newspaper. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the National Broadcasting Company.